You're next in line for a miracle. This is the Miracle Gospel Healing Hour featuring Evangelist Patricia Bitterman and hosted by Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We're so glad that you're listening to the program today, and I hope that it will be as uplifting for you as it possibly can be, because it certainly is for us. Thank you so much. say, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, knowing that we are not worthy of the blessings and the goodness and the grace that you have bestowed upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We now are prostrate before you, knowing that the goodness and mercy of all life not only is vested in you, but that we are privileged to receive it from you. So Lord, we ask that any and all unclean spirits, unclean ideas, unclean energies from those around us that somehow, Lord, have become a part of our lives, Lord, we ask that they be completely cleansed and removed from us so that we may be pure or purer in your eyes as we stand before you. Lord, we ask that any unclean spirits, any aspects of the enemy which seeks to interrupt us on this journey to the kingdom of heaven, Lord, we ask that those spirits be completely neutralized. We don't ask that they be sent back to hell. We don't ask that they be put into swine. We don't even ask that they be put in the ground. We ask that they be completely neutralized unless they accept divine light, accept the Holy Ghost, and accept Jesus as their personal Savior. If they continue to maintain themselves in the dark, working with the dark forces, Lord, we ask that they be completely disintegrated, knowing that in time you may give them the opportunity once again to accept the divine light. But that, Lord, is within your control and your domain, and it is not up to us. Now, Lord, we ask that any and all curses of an intergenerational nature, any and all things of the past that are still present, that are interfering with our spiritual clarity, that interferes with our becoming whole in your eyes, Lord, we ask that they now be completely removed and replaced with thy divine holy light, Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Now, Lord, in this moment, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Let it cleanse and circulate and bring us to that state of wellness which allows us to stand before the holy gates of heaven. And, Lord, as we do this, we see and know that these gates open up and that in this time, not only is the kingdom of God at hand, but, Lord, you welcome us into the heavenly state. And, Lord, we ask that you fill us with this heavenly state and allow us to remain in your grace forevermore. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So friends, a little bit later on, what I'll do is walk you through a healing prayer of your own, and it'll be related to what some call self-healing. So we will let you have that experience.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
call
your
name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
call
your
name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Have mercy, have mercy. And now, Bishop Evangelist, your eyes are now opened. So please share with us your thoughts for the day.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Scott. It is a good thing, the word of God said, for brethren to dwell together in unity, and it is indeed my pleasure one more time to come blessing and lifting up the name of Jesus to our audience of however they may be listening by phone or archive or listening live. It is a good thing for brethren, and you sisters too, to dwell together in unity with a oneness of spirit and with a oneness of mind. The Word of God says that on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place with one accord, a oneness, a one mindness. They all had the same thought in mind, is to receive the promise, which was of the Holy Ghost said, go there and wait in the upper room. Ah, tarry there. Wait on the promise. Wait on the power of God. Wait on the Holy Ghost to come upon you. But they had to be with a oneness. And it said when they were all with one accord, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Woo. I know you all have been in places that you've heard the wind just ripping up stuff. And all it was really doing was just blowing hard. And it doesn't sound good sometimes. I've been in a house and the shutter wasn't quite fastened to the house and the wind got in and there. Bop, 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 bop. Oh, my goodness, that's not a good feeling. But can you imagine that they were in this upper room waiting for the promise that the Lord had promised them, that the Holy Ghost was going to fall upon them? Oh, my God, in heaven. And when they heard that sound, as of a rushing mighty wind, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. But they had to be in the same place at the same time with a oneness of mind, a oneness of thought pattern, and the thought pattern was to receive. And that's where I'm getting to right now, is to get you in expectation to receive. The woman of God sang the song, you're next in line for the miracle. The miracle. But you have to be ready to receive the miracle. It's coming, but it's just not going to just drop off itself. You have to be in expectation. The woman who had the issue of blood for 12 long years, and she had gone here and gone there, and this word of God says that she spent all of her substance, all of her money. As we say it today, I'm broke. The woman became broke. They didn't have SSI, and they didn't have insurance, and they didn't have those things. But you know what? Even though there was no insurance plan, there was an assurance plan. Oh, God, I love you. Jesus was her assurance. He was her assurance that she was next in line for the miracle, for her miracle. And the way that she received the miracle was that she had it in her mind that if I could just get to Jesus, everything is going to change in my life. Oh, my God, she didn't touch him by faith, so to speak. She touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, who touched me? And that's the question that he's asking, who touched me? When you went into your prayer closet, wherever it may be, my prayer closet for me seemed to be my car. I enjoy riding by myself, and so therefore I can just talk to the Lord while I'm driving my car, and that's my closet for me. I don't know what's your closet, but when I enter into with expectations, and she sought after Jesus, she pressed through the crowd, a multitude of people, in expecting her miracle. Oh, people of God, press your way to get to your miracle. He's available. He is there waiting to do that, what we cannot do ourselves. When will he do it? I can't give you the answer for that tonight. But he will do it. There is no secret what God can do. What he's done for us, he'll do for you. If he gave the woman who had the issue of blood a miracle, he'll give you one too. He gave blind Bartimaeus a miracle. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, he gave the lame man a miracle. But Peter and John said, silver and gold, we don't have any of that stuff. But such as I have, we're going to give that to you. Rise up. Some of you just need to rise up. Your miracle is in your presence. But you just need to rise up. We sing a song in my church and get up from sitting down. God can't use you sitting down. And you're sitting down on your blessing. You're sitting down on your miracle. You're sitting down on God. But get up from sitting down. God can't use you. I get it. Shake it out. Sitting down. Woo. Sitting down. Sitting down. You got to get up and get moving. You got to get in the way of your miracle. I'm getting excited. I was just always supposed to have a few words, but when I think about Jesus, the joy bells start ringing in my soul when I think about Jesus. I get real excited about who he is and what he is to me. Oh, God, I love you. I think about the goodness and all that he's done. I just can't sit there with my quiet self. I got to give God a shout out. I got to give God a praise offering. Oh, bless his name. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. I feel like running. I feel like leaping. I feel like dancing. I feel like praising God for the miracle that's coming your way. Oh, bless his name. I'm praying for you that God will do it for you. Oh, bless his name. I'm not selfish that I want it all for myself. I remember the commercial with these little children, and the one just kept eating everything, and the other child said, don't hog it all. So in other words, I don't want to take it all. I want all of us to have a miracle. I've had miracles in my life. Oh, yes, I have. But I don't mind if the God I serve share a miracle with you. I am not selfish when it comes to my God. What he done for others, he'll do for you. There is no secret what God can do or will do. He'll bless your neighbor and turn around and bless you too. Oh, isn't God good? Can you just give God right where you are a clap off? And if you're driving the car and you're listening, just take and just pat yourself on the side of your thigh there. Just give your thigh a pat off in honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there is no miracle without the Lord. It might look like it, but miracles come from the Lord. Oh, I tell you, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus and then to take him at his word. Remember, the songwriter said that you're next in line for the miracle. Today is your day for your miracle. Now, whether it manifests itself today or not, I can't say it will. But I tell you what, it certainly has been released, because the Lord said, call upon me, and I will answer you. Call upon him, saints. Call upon him, people. Call upon him, Christians. Call upon him. And then believe, as they did in the upper room, Go there and wait. Get in your secret place. Oh, God, that's one of my messages. Get in your secret place and seek after his face. And then you, too, will say like Shirley Caesar, ah, I am in line for my miracle. Today is my day for my miracle. Oh, I just love Jesus. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you love him? He loves you. The song said, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. And then it goes on to say, long as I live. And then it says, while trouble rise, I'll hasten son to my cry, and he pitied my every groan. Long as I live, and while troubles rise, I'm going to cling to his throne. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to hold on to Jesus. Oh, I tell you, I feel good right now. I just hope that what I'm feeling on the inside is going through the airwaves to you. I know you say, oh, I got chills, I got goosebumps. But, baby, let me tell you something. That is not chills. It might feel like it. Those are not goosebumps. It may feel like it. But that is the presence of the Lord. He is visiting you. That is the anointing of God touching you. And it makes a difference. Dr. Scott, I tell you, I am just honored to be with you again on your Thursday service, that you felt it not robbery to invite me each week to be on the service with you. And as I am led by the Spirit of God, I speak the things that God placed within my heart, and it comes up out of my mouth, and it goes out into the air for you, and you. And I ask God to let it be a blessing to all of those who are listening. The scripture said, let him who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. So hear the word of God. Make it a part of your daily hearing. Just don't let it be like water off a duck's back. But let the word go down on the inside of you and penetrate your very being. Oh, my God, I tell you, something beautiful and something good. All of my confusion. He understood all I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But the Lord made something beautiful of my life. And I tell you, that's you. That's you, listener. Jesus took our filthy rags and he made something beautiful of our lives. He said in the word, I knew you when you were polluted. But he took our stain and he took his blood and he washed our stain and made us whiter than snow. You are a new creation. Why not get your miracle? It is yours for the asking. You have to learn how to wait on it. I heard a woman say once, and I'm not putting men down. I'm not here to offend anyone. I am here to give the word of God. But an old woman from Scotland once said that her mother told her when she was quite anxious about something, and she didn't really want to wait like mother wanted her to wait. So her mother said to her, patience is a virtue. Have some if you can. Seldom in a woman, but never in a man. But we know that some things we have to wait on. It's ours. He's released the miracle. Ah, my God, it says let patience have her perfect work. But we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. I am so happy to be with you again. I am so happy to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And for those of you who's trying to come over to the Lord's side, come on over where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. It's here right now. What you need is waiting at the table. Come on and dine with the Lord. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Come on and get your miracle. Oh, for today is your day for your miracle. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
knowing that God is not a man, he just came in.
Yes, let the church say amen, and thank you, Evangelist Benman, for that inspiring, inspiring message. You uplift and inspire us all, believe me. Let the church say amen. Now, what I promised to say to you a few moments ago, dear friends, is to walk you through a self-healing sequence. Now, you and I both know any healing that is done by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. But because we are Glory United Ministries, with Evangelist Benjamin being firmly a part of the Christian tradition, and I am the bishop for Delaware Universal Ministries, then the scope of my work is to take into account the many, many perspectives that all of you share, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Methodist, whether you're what's called Eckist, whether you are, what are some of the other traditions, whatever they are. Now, behind and within each of those is a collective belief that you are on a spiritual path, and that is true. Where what is not true is path terminates with your particular teacher. So if you're an Eckist, your particular teacher is a fellow named Harold Klemp. And for many people who are in Ekankar, and I'm not picking on you, I just happen to know more about Ekankar than I do about a number of the other teachings, the thought is that one aligns himself or herself with that spiritual teacher, and then there's some kind of leap into God state, God consciousness, that God, the idea being that God will accept anyone who travels each of those paths. Now, the extent to which that is correct, however, what is not understood is that after you get past your particular spiritual teacher, there is Christ, who is the only being, the only consciousness, the only awareness through which you can pass to go into the God consciousness state. Now, I'm not talking about Jesus the man. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ, whose consciousness and beingness extends itself throughout the world. Now, I may not be speaking in ways that are completely in harmony with the Christian tradition, but remember, I'm the Bishop for Universal Ministries, and my responsibility, just like St. Paul's responsibility, was to speak to the Gentiles who were not of the Jewish tradition. So my spiritual responsibility and mission is to speak to those of you on spiritual paths who may not be a part of the Christian tradition, but to address you in terms of your varied beliefs, and at the same time to help you understand the steps through which you may need to go if you truly wish to achieve your spiritual goals. Now, that's what it's all about. None of you want to keep treading water. I've got an interesting email message from a fellow I knew years ago, and he and I were on one particular spiritual tradition, and then we jumped to another spiritual tradition, and then we jumped. Then he jumped to a third one. I came into Christianity. But he wrote me, and he said, "Do you want to follow someone else?" To which my response was that I understand, having directly experienced the joy and upliftment and the Holy Spirit through the vehicle of Jesus Christ, I now understand that it is real, that I don't need to have an imitation. Jesus is the real thing. God is the real being. Why to go down all these tributaries? Why not go direct? And the way to go direct, of course, is to accept the salvation that Jesus offers. Accept Jesus as your Savior. Allow yourself to be forgiven and allow yourself to forgive others of any offenses they have made to you. And with that feeling, and even those there's someone now listening to the call who now is beginning to feel himself or herself being freed of the things that have been holding them. And so when you're doing your prayer, just don't ask God to take things away from you. When you're doing your prayer, your meditation, accept your own responsibility by saying, I release myself. I'm willing to let go of these things that I'm hanging on to. I'm willing to let go of anger. And then ask God, I tell God, I'm willing to let go. And then now say, God, I'm willing to let go. Please remove. It's a two-step process. The first step, we have to let go. The next step, we've got to ask God to take these things away. Otherwise, God takes them away, and we just snatch and pull them back. You understand what I'm saying here? Really apologize. Looks like I'm going to have a lot of blank space to delete. For some reason, Blog Talk decided to move my mic away from being active. So,
against the wall and you thought it was all over and the devil said you're through, but God stepped in when you needed him the most. If you don't mind, just touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't care what you're going through with.
Now what I'd like to do, listeners, for those of you who are still with us, is help you understand what is your responsibility, and I do mean this, your responsibility when you are putting forth a prayer, particularly for self-healing or for any circumstance, for God to change any circumstance with which you are involved. It is not simply enough to say to God, please take this away. Before God takes it away, it helps for you to release, to be able to say, I release and I let go of this situation, of these feelings, of these attitudes. God, I'm really ready to release them and to live without them in my life. Now, that can be anger. It can be strong emotion. It could be attachment. It could be desire. It could be lust. But just remember that the purpose, our purpose on the planet, our purpose on earth is not to be eternally tormented. Our purpose on earth is to be able to live in God's light, to be a shining example of God to others, to, in the words of Jesus, to let our light shine. You know, a city on the hill cannot be hid. To let our light shine so that others may see the God that is within us and glorify God as we glorify God ourselves. So we cannot then remain completely in darkness. We have to move to a point where we are willing to say to God, I'm willing to release this. Now, God, and please thank you, God, for taking this away. I am ready to release it. I give it permission to leave me. Whether, as I say, whether it's a strong emotions, whether this, whether these are entities, deities, devils, demons, say, I give you permission to get out of my life. God, please take them away. Dissolve them if they do not accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, I have come, as you know, have come to this particular point by a very circuitous route. I'm not exactly jealous of her, but I will say what is so wonderful about Evangelist Benjamin, and sure, she has had her challenges as a woman, as a human being, but her path has been very linear in terms of being firmly rooted from birth, as a matter of fact, from before birth, in a very strong Pentecostal tradition. I've been a Baptist, I've been a Unitarian, I've been a Rosicrucian, I've been an Ekankar, I've been in the Way of Truth. I've looked at Buddhism, I've looked at Fellowship of Self-Realization. I've looked at a number of traditions out there. So coming here is very circuitous, and my responsibility in Universal Ministries is to acknowledge and honor all of the various spiritual traditions that look to God. Now, the spiritual traditions, so-called spiritual traditions, that look to Wicca or the devil or darkness and psychism, no, no, no. But in the Universal Ministries, we honor and respect all of the teachings that have God at their center. Understanding, as I said earlier, understanding that behind the spiritual teacher that you're looking to, there is necessarily the requirement to move to and through Christ consciousness. Not Jesus the man, Jesus Christ. That part is distinct. That part that offers and gives salvation. That part that activates the Holy Ghost within each and all of us. So therefore, my friends, when you are praying, be sure that before you make the request of God, that you understand how necessary it is for you to release, to give up, to send away whatever it is that you're asking God to do for you. So if you're asking God to help you be more prosperous, then you need to be able to say, dear God, I release the feeling of poverty. I release the feeling of not have. Knowing that by releasing the feeling of poverty, God himself will fill you with the feeling and give you the prosperity for which you are wanting. So most of us in all these traditions have at the end of the road the goal of becoming even more godlike, the goal of being in the heaven. In some traditions, I think in Buddhism, it's Sartori. You see the term nirvana. You see the term jiva mukti. You see the term ekshar. All of those are simply ways in which those particular teachings are trying to capture the experience of what could be called the kingdom of heaven. But what they don't understand is while they may have the experience temporarily, you will not be able to sustain yourself at that level without accepting salvation. Now, that's a certainty. Now, the final thing I'm going to say on this is why I can be this certain about it, having done all of the spiritual practices, done all the healing work, and having worked with archangels and all that, having done all that stuff, then I can say you would recommend that you simply try it out. You simply say, Jesus, just try this. Jesus, sincerely, I accept you as my Savior. I recognize that you allowed yourself to die on the cross and be resurrected so that I might be free, that I might have eternal life, that you have forgiven my sins, and you ask that I should forgive others, using you as the example. Now, if you are able to say that sincerely, you will be absolutely amazed at the clarity that comes. And if you add to that, and now, Lord, I ask that I be filled with the Holy Ghost, and that it cleanse me and renew me and make me and allow me to be the true spiritual being that I am, you will be absolutely astounded as what will happen. It is true. So thank you so much for being with us at this time, and thank you so much for listening. And once again, remember, this is WGUM, Glory United Ministries.
airport, a young lady's tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. There's a choir member whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rushed to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and a father. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in, so we can praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many know? God can take total.